Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything tabletop. My name's Zach, and this week we've got the regular crew. We've got Mark, we've got Logan, and we've got Zoe. How's everybody doing today?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sleepy.
Doing good. Still awake. Yeah. We're also a little nervous.
Yep, I am as well. Nobody knows what's going on, really.
Knees weak, arms sketty, nervous.
Okay, all right. Well,
my mama's spaghetti. Before we continue on with the episode, I will say, if you enjoy what we do here, please consider joining our official Discord server. It's a great place where we can all interact directly and have some awesome conversations about a variety of topics. But links will be down in the description below if you feel like joining in on the chaos. Anyways, Mark's running the game for us.
Sure.
We're playing some more 7th C in our series of Myth and Legacies. So, Mark, do you want to give us a little recap of the last couple things that might have happened?
Sure. Let's see. First of all, going back a little ways, you sent your actual ship, the Theos Cleos, to Lake Demond to see what was going on down there, while you guys took a stolen ship full of weapons and powder and exploding things.
Reacquired. We don't steal. That's rude.
Fair.
We don't
fair.
Steal. We borrowed.
We became in possession of.
And we're trying to return to the owner.
You're commandeered.
Well, let's say you're not getting your deposit back.
Damn it!
you ran into a Vodace fleet, which was actually run by the Lucani family, which goes back to older adventure with Briggs and Raza, where you infiltrated their underground lair and had some adventures there. But I had a bit of an info dump. You found out that Vittoria is taking a Castilian group to infiltrate the west coast of Numa and infiltrate the city that way, where they are expecting to acquire the weapons that you stole. So you stole the weapons from them, so you got that going for you.
Yeah.
The Shah is still in town, but they don't know what's coming, unfortunately. But
That's fair.
But there is that, at least, going on there. You also found that Vittoria has a amulet, which is what's giving her these incredible fire powers. The amulet was stolen from Kemet, and it has a curse on it, but a fate witch has transferred the curse from the actual thief to Andreas. Andreas, I should mention, has been kidnapped by Montaigne Portmage.
For several episodes.
That was way back. So he's been gone a bit. So the Montaigne are taking Andreas to Kemet to face the crimes for the theft of this amulet. Then, aboard the Vodace ship, you encountered your old pal, the demon Monticello, who kind of ratted you out. Things got ugly, turned into a big fight. You did the old switch ships on them and blow yours up while you escape in their ship trick. And
like everybody does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And knocked out good chunk of their fleet, and you were able to get a clean getaway, and you are heading to Kemet to rescue the captain. Anything I missed?
I don't know, big nightmare horse.
Nightmare horse. We got some of that going on. It's
completely obliterated two people.
There's that, yeah.
I mean, we could absolutely gloss over that. It's not important at all.
Yeah, the everyday things we're skipping. But,
yeah, it's just a normal Tuesday. It's fine.
Yeah, that's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
Horses are weird.
Horses are weird.
Yeah.
Very strange.
So, you're sailing along. Got a little breather. Anything you guys want to do while heading east? Through the Numenari approach.
We don't really have time to stop for like sightseeing or anything like that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of it is going to be like taking stock of what we do have on this ship. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I think, yeah, knowing the ship we're on and what we have for resources would be good, you know.
Yes.
And maybe doing some of the funky ass rigging that makes it so you don't have to run with as many people, because this ship was uniquely larger than what we boarded it with. Like,
correct,
short on crew. So
you are very much on a skeleton crew.
We've
talked about. So I mean, you were on a skeleton crew on the smaller ship. This one's bigger. So you're stretching things here a bit, but things are progressing. Then you're on a course. You're holding it.
Yep.
Briggs is probably driving for most of this. So
fair enough. Yep. Yeah, Briggs.
Knowing how little crew we have and him being active captain, mm-hmm. He'd probably just take the helm.
Perfect. As you're heading east, you are seeing a bit of a storm seems to be kind of coming in from the south. It's kind of catching up. Some clouds are rolling in. You might have some weather in the near future, but for right now, you got you know, it's creating a good wind, giving you some good speed. So you're taking advantage of that and keeping going. Mm-hmm. As you're going, you see, as you come up over the horizon here, coming from the east, you're going to spot a trio of Latine-rigged ships. Latine-rigged are kind of those triangular sails. They point fore and aft and help ships go further into the wind. Your normal square rigger ship has to rely on the wind coming from behind it. These can kind of come into the wind. Not directly into the wind, but closer to the wind than most square rigged sails can. Yeah. Briggs, I assume you have your spyglass on them when they're spotted.
Absolutely.
And as you kind of zoom in on it, you see a woman standing on the foredeck. And she has her arm up towards the horizon. And she's kind of angling. She's kind of rotating her arm a little bit along the horizon. And as it points towards you, you're way too far to read, but you see some sort of script on her forearm begin to glow. As she's pointing at you.
Whoa. Oh, F.
She turns.
Victoria, get in front of us. What the fuck?
she kind of turns over her shoulder and starts issuing commands, and all three ships turn and start heading towards you.
About where-ish on the map are we?
You are general
ping.
Probably right about by the end there of the word Numa. You're still north of Numa. You haven't gotten too far yet.
Okay. What colors are they running?
Can I
notice?
They are. Yeah. They probably running the colors of Sarmia.
Okay. Interesting. About how long would it take for them to get to us?
You're on converging courses, so probably not long. Maybe an hour or so, at the most. You know, like I said, you got a good wind behind you. They can come into the wind pretty well. So, you're closing pretty fast.
That's hard if we're on converging courses to really change and run, because that slowdown and drift, we're not kind of really able to guard.
probably, it would be difficult, yeah.
Yeah.
Why was she glowing and also coming? Okay, whatever. Figure that out. I'm assuming, because the captain's notice is Raza is somewhere else rigging something and has not noticed, so I'm staying silent for that reason.
Okay.
Yeah. At that point, when he notices the colors, he'll probably call Raza up to the helm. Mr. Raza!
Down from below.
All right, Captain! Coming!
He runs few up, go by. Rolling down a sleeve, you know, and kind of like shaking off something, and pops up on deck. Captain, what can I do for you?
Come here, sir. Take a look at this.
No, Zoe. Not okay. Pulling pants back on.
It's fine. Electo's fucking out cold anyway.
Yeah. Damn. That's fair. That's probably where he was anyway, but yes.
And he'll toss over the spyglass to Raza.
Catches it. Where am I look? Oh. Pops the spyglass up. Oh.
I thought you might be more familiar with this.
Captain, I regret to inform you that these are people from my country.
I regret to inform you.
Yes, I assumed as much. Any suggestions?
Looking at the ships, narrator, do I see? Can I tell their affiliation? Like, are they military, or are they more private?
No, they do look more like probably privateers. Maybe, okay. You know, presumably they have a letter of mark. You wouldn't know for sure, yeah. But they do look more private.
Letter of mark? Nobody uses those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and then but, do I recognize the specific ships at all? Because I did work with some privateers.
You don't. They look newer. Okay. Possibly newer than you know, since you've been home for a while. But with a bit of observation you can also spot the woman, and appears to be that she is in command of the trio of ships specifically. She's kind of issuing orders, and she looks familiar, like somebody from your old pirating days.
Oh no!
An old ex, perhaps.
So I think Raza is saying this. Look to be newer ship, I would guess privateer. Hard to tell from here, but definitely not straight military. Please to I think we are in oh no. This might be very bad encounter for me. Anybody have wind in the bottle that you can summon for us, please? No, I didn't think so. Great. Any secret currents here? Running would be good. Oh, that's not gonna work, is it? Shit. Do I notice her spyglassing my direction?
Oh yeah. They're heading straight at you. They're looking.
Like, would she have recognized me now? Is what I'm basically, you know, seeing. Like, if I recognize her, I can like maybe hide or something. I don't know. Try and deal with the situation.
Yeah, she probably does recognize. She's probably looking at you by this point. As a matter of fact, what I will give you, she kind of does the arm thing again, and as you're getting closer, you realize that her arm is glowing specifically when she points at you.
Oh no.
Do I know what that sort of thing is? Have I ever seen something like that?
Yeah, you might know that. It's a chosen Navut script of protection, which has been tattooed onto her forearm. Usually these are used to identify or to direct somebody to something specific.
Captain, let me just say I am sorry up front. And what? This could be very bad. I believe I know this Captain on this little small fleet of ships. And it would seem she is finding me on purpose.
I see.
Yeah.
Should we turn back?
There's not much point.
Fight?
Prepare for something. Yes, fight is very likely. But maybe, it's not just predator maybe. Action. This seems very good, like I am being captured for something. Or sought out. I don't know. I am certain that this is Thana, and I am also certain that if she is coming to take me somewhere, it is personal. I knew her brother well.
I think at that point, Electo's voice comes up from behind both of you as if she was standing there the whole time.
Whoa!
And she says, "Over my dead body, is she taking you anywhere? What is this woman? What does she want with us?"
I think Raza visibly jumps like he just got caught with a hand in a cookie jar sort of situation. Like, ah!
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
shit.
And looks at her and looks
at the ship like
and
shit.
Looks back to Electo and is like, "I am certain she will try to make that a case."
It's going to be very difficult.
Her brother might be dead because of me, and there is some past there. And I kind of look down to the ground. Between us.
Well, regardless of your past, she is not taking you anywhere. I don't want you to go. She puts a hand on your shoulder.
As this exchange is happening, Briggs and Ori are just exchanging looks.
Ori takes out a teacup. Starts like...
Oh, man.
Oh, by this man. Point, the three ships are kind of spreading out a bit to kind of surround you as they approach.
Do these, clarifying question, do these ships have guns?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I would say yes.
The
ship that I am imagining is a smaller vessel because of the sails that you've described.
Yes, they probably are smaller, but there are three of them.
Okay.
So, you know, there is that kind of give and take, and okay. Like I said, you're vastly undermanned at the moment.
Mm. We're running
low. So that is something to take into consideration. The lead ship is signaling to come alongside.
And I guess we'll go then. Not like we have much other choice.
Again, Captain, I am very sorry.
Like you said, if it is anything, it's personal, so hopefully it's not too terrible.
And Electo, it has been years.
You don't have to apologize for things
kind of looks down.
In your past. Electo actually grabs the tip of your chin by like using the knuckle of her first finger and tilts it up and says, "Keep your head raised high. Your past does not define you." Also, what are the marriage customs in Sarmia?
Extensive.
This is important.
I think I would know those, I'm sure. I'm not sure Logan knows
probably
those.
Probably no.
I didn't do my research on that either, so...
Yeah, no,
I have an idea if...
Sarmian culture is based on, like, Palestinian, Judean sorts of past, and it, but with a much, like, took a... instead of a monotheistic mindset... it's more of a respectful monotheistic, like they're open to magic and polytheism and whatever else. Sounds like, yeah, you're totally fine. Just don't crush on somebody else's beliefs. This is sort of the mindset. So, for example, with Raza's past, he comes from a family with five fathers and three mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's normal, is to have a, it's not just polyamory. It's, the other one where it's a, usually it's like more men than women, or one lady and multiple guys sort of a thing, just based on the sort of shepherding culture.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I was more wondering on like who has the power in the relationship, such as like in you know, Nordic culture, the woman is the stronger of the two, and so the woman makes all the decisions. Okay, great. Awesome. In that case, she leans over to you and goes, "For all intents and purposes, we are married, and anything she asks you to do, she is asking me to do." And then walks away.
How drunk did I get last night? Riggs? How drunk? Captain?
I'm leaving this between you two. I'm sorry.
I am I'm protecting you. It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's fine.
You're my husband.
Oh, boy.
I might be the captain currently, but I'm not the one in your relationship.
Okay, so well...
And we press on, yeah.
As this is happening, the lead ship is kind of pulling alongside. They're throwing ropes over to your crew and, you know, kind of arranging to get the car, get the boats alongside. Plank is again placed between the ships. Much of her crew are kind of up in the rigging, just kind of watching. And,
do they seem armed? Are they preparing for a fight?
No. They're not looking aggressive, but they, you know, I mean, they probably have their swords on them.
But it's not like they're brandishing hatchets and, you know, muskets pulled and that sort of shit, you know.
No, you don't get the impression that they're preparing to board. They're just prepared to watch the show type thing.
Who doesn't have a sword on them, right? Like,
this point,
everybody's got a sword.
Of course.
Like, let's be real.
Sure.
She walks aboard. She has a couple of people with her. They stay by the plank, though. She comes forward by herself, and she'll approach the quarterdeck, and she will bow to Briggs and say, "I assume you are the captain."
Aye. What is your purpose here?
My name is Thana Bat Masin Mavet Shedara. I have no quarrel with you. I simply wish to take Mr. Raza back home.
I'll kind of turn to Raza. Does Mr. Raza want to go home?
Electo is standing in front of Raza. Ebos is standing next to Electo.
She kind of raises an eyebrow and says, "Yes, he has apparently lost his way. But I am hoping to bring him back to his people where we can help him."
I'm sorry, for to forgive. What do you even talk about? Lost my way?
You understand that you've been assisting the Newmans.
I have been assisting a Newman.
From the center of the Newman Nation?
Kind of looks to the side.
And to be fair, that Newman is not Newman, really. But that's neither here nor there.
I have sworn honor to protect one who had saved my life. So, I'm not sure what you think. I am not thinking about. I figured you were here for something else.
You have allied yourself with the burners of Salamoria. That is not you, Raza.
And he looks like the most guilt-ridden you've ever seen, Raza. That, like, downcast, like, flush face, nervous eyes.
That is... unacceptable. How dare you make him feel those not stand for it. Electo stamps her foot and says loudly and proudly, here we go. Raza bin Matisyahu Meshevet Mithien has not lost his way. He has found it with me, and any business that you have with him goes through me, for he is mine now. Are we clear, miss? She steps in front of Raza. And Epos also steps in front of Raza.
Damn, it's getting crowded.
Ah.
Yeah, the foredeck's getting low. We might have to move like a couple guys out in the back.
I see. So we come to the designer of the witchcraft that he has been placed under.
Please, if Thana, she is not some witch. Look at her. She is not even look as Newman as you might think. This is not... And he just loses words and steps back.
And yet, your mind is obviously not your own. You are not the Raza that I knew.
How long ago was this?
Before your alterations, obviously.
It's Logan laughing, not Raza, sorry.
Well, I, as an individual that has known this man for longer than she, that he is true to himself.
And yet, not who he was when he was to himself.
That is because people change over time. When they are presented with all sorts of manners of oppression, you either bend or you break. And Raza has only bent to snap back. Yes, he has changed. As I imagine, so have you.
Not really, actually.
You're not helping. Raza, I need you to be on my side on this one, okay?
Right. Yes, thank you. Sorry.
I need you to just back up whatever I say, okay? We're going to get through this. I'm not going to let this woman take you.
Raza, have you heard of the term hype man?
No, is that from, distant lands?
Raza, I'm trying.
Yes.
Raza, I'm trying to do a bit. Come on. Oh my god. Alright, sorry.
Okay.
Serious faces now.
Yes.
Seriously.
She kind of looks at you. You have passions, I see.
Many. Some of which have yet to be seen.
She kind of raises an eyebrow.
Raza kind of blushes.
Perhaps we need to establish exactly who has the passions here. Are you up for a duel?
I accept. On one condition.
What is that?
My horse joins me.
She laughs, says, agreed. Absolutely.
Lady, I don't think how big of a mistake you just made.
I'm sure he is extremely skilled at the art of Kavita.
Oh, you have no idea what you've agreed to.
Actually? You have no idea what you have... This is not going to be the way you think it is.
I will stand to defend you regardless of what this woman
throws
at me. And
I kind of like grab Electo and pull her over to the side. Kavita is a poetry battle.
I'm sorry, what?
You are fighting with words, not your bow.
A what?
Poetry.
She looks over at this woman, like continues to stare like daggers at her, and then like, you know, nods and smiles, and then turns back to Raza and like takes down her hood and like stares at him in the eyes like, what do you mean? Words? What are you talking about?
Poetry with words, like, you know, flowery and rhymes and... You are very brave.
You know, poem like Mary Mary, quite contrary, you know, those kind of poems. Poetry.
I'll do it. I don't care. I'll come up with something. Epos, come here.
He most probably turns on a dime and goes, what?
What? Oh, F. Oh, this is hilarious. Oh, I love this a lot, though. Oh, shit.
Yes, exactly what
you and of course you get to choose the type of poem: Mutakarib, Ramal, or Hazanj.
Let me confer with my partner first. Leans over to the horse, puts her forehead on Epos's, and goes, I don't know what any of those are. she looks over at Raza, is like, which one is like the, I don't know what these are.
Raza's eyes dart from you to her and looks back to you and kind of mouths, I, as if like, you've already set the terms. I'm not part of it.
Yes. Raza.
You are a useless husband.
yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's
like based on the work. Situation, Raza will be the judge of this.
Oh, F!
This is
no, to you cannot do this.
Our relation.
No.
It is done, my darling.
This is not the way to go.
My darling! she picks whichever one is the love poem. Or the equivalent thereof.
So pulling up rules here real quick. It's in the Crescent Empire stuff.
Yes. For those of you playing along at home, this is actually a specific form of duel that's from the Crescent Empire book, page 198, if you're specifically looking.
I am.
You?
And
intently.
Wait, can the horse turn into a poetry book? That'd be lovely.
And the way it works is there will be three stanzas. And now I have absolutely no doubt that Zoe could kick Mark's ass in a poetry.
Thank you. I appreciate the high praise, but
right.
I'm not very great at it.
Neither am I. But Thana is kind of trained in this sort of technique, whereas I assume Electo is not.
No, Electo has never heard of this.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So this is definitely something that's done in high court places. It's considered, you know, it's not just like you could make a living doing this.
Mm.
Like, yeah, it's an art form.
Page 198, and like dueling academies, there are also schools for technique on this sort of
that's really cool
debate. So the way it works is there will be three rounds, and basically you're going to make a skill roll based on the topic of what your stanza is. And then you will compare the number of raises. Unlike normal 7C rolls, here it's just a comparison of raises to see who did best. And then you score points for each of the three rounds to determine the winner.
That's okay. Epos is helping.
Epos is helping. He's my timekeeper.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe Electo doesn't know, but Epos is master.
Come on now.
I mean, Epos is kind of part deity, so yeah.
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 Epos has been around.
Yeah, so she's kind of circling around you, and you can, for this type of duel, because wounds aren't really at stake. Instead, you can wager hero points.
Mm. Do I still keep all of the 8 that I had?
No, those should probably.
Dang it.
New session.
F. All right, down to 1.
But yeah.
F. That would have been epic. Yeah, literally would have been an epic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, true.
See what I? Yeah, I'll leave.
Okay. I think thanks, in this situation, where the door is. Can I come forward to? This might still be crossing a boundary, but whatever. I come forward to Electo and say, "I'm sorry, I cannot help, but I believe in you. You have pulled resources from your mind more than I have ever guessed you. This might not be your strength, but I believe in you." And I give her a kiss on the forehead, showing open affection in front of this person. Mm. And so I'm going to transfer my hero point to Zoe. To Electo in this situation.
That is so poetic.
How sweet.
Also very sweet. I am
get all, a room.
I, Zoe, am blushing right now.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, forehead kisses, the fucking shit, okay? All right? Ooh. All right.
So, I don't know, we can't usually, like, pass hero points around, but would that work? As like, I'm assisting, I'm spending the hero point for, or I'm helping, or whatever else not.
I think so. Yeah, I'll buy that.
Briggs will just give her a thumbs up and then just lean back on the edge.
Is Ori gonna be my hype monkey?
Hype monkey.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a hype
Ori's
monkey.
Ori's sitting in front of you doing windmills to your
mad. Yes! Oh my god.
Okay, the Hazaj is the romantic form of poem.
Where are you looking?
Keep going.
I
think this is on 201 now. Is where,
oh, oh two, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're starting to see the styles break down.
Yeah. Raza, you might actually kind of wince when she chooses that, because that is the practitioner style that Thana is trained in.
Yep.
Oh, great.
I'm pretty sure awesome. That Raza right now is one walking wince.
It's like, oh man, I hope my new girlfriend wins, but also, wow, she chose the wrong shit.
Apparently, yep. She's my wife now? We're going to figure that out later. Yes.
We'll figure it. Yeah, we'll see. So, yeah. You ready to begin?
No.
Honest. Yeah.
I would like. All right, listen. I think my approach to this is I can't pick between finesse and resolve. I'm leaning more towards resolve because she's not very confident in her words, so she's not picking them appropriately or properly, as is would want to do with this kind of. Poetry battle. She's just kind of spewing out her heart a bit. But I do believe we're going to be, if you'll allow me to, using aim.
Resolve.
What this is kind of dealing with is the kind of the subject matter. Of mm-hmm. what of
okay.
your the first stanza of your of your poem, so you know how is aim the target of or the theme of what you're talking about? And again, like I say, you don't have to come up with an actual poem, but
maybe
I
you're
would
talking
like
about
a,
our first time meeting or something like that. Trying to throw Robert,
yeah,
talking about closeness, yeah. And that being something where you're doing archery and you know.
Yeah, but I am gonna want just a short synopsis of what you're actually going for.
Probably. Let's see. So this woman is coming up here thinking that she is gonna be taking Raza away because he's quote unquote lost his way, yada yada, and I think Alecto is going to be spitting verses that have to do with that. If anyone was lost here, it was Alecto, because she was following in the path of someone else and not being true to herself when she should have been. And Raza kind of came into her life as a compass would and gave her a direction for which to go. And if anyone is lost, it is Alecto, but no longer. So that's where I'm leaning towards in this first stanza is like, listen, bitch, I know what lost is. I've been there not only once, but twice.
Okay. Excellent. Once you are done with that, buy it is the term for the first stanza.
Yeah.
Thana begins her oration talking about family and about how she and her brother and Raza kind of came together, and aboard this pirate crew, they created a family and a coming together, and the strength of the Sarmatian family is so important, and they were all a part of this, and this is what brought them together, and the glue with which that holds them together makes them a significant family. So now,
Raza, you know, is crying and puking.
Oh no, Raza! Oh, he's got a bucket. It's fine.
Yeah. Kind of. This kind of process is a little bit opposite of most 7th C. type of actions, because then once you kind of do it, you roll to see how successful you are. So now, based on that, let's roll some bones and see how we did.
All right, hold on. Resolve.
Yeah, our pirate crew being, you know, chanting.
Two for flare, yeah?
Correct.
Great. Epos is helping. Raza, you gave me a hero point, not 3 extra dice, correct?
Right, because you're spending that as raises later on, and you don't have that many, so I figure that's probably the better resource.
Okay, perfect. And Eagle Eyes is not going to help me in this one. Or is Sniper. Oh boy, okay, here we go. I've got 9 dice, everybody.
And I should point out, I should mention here that she is a practitioner of Rosh, which gives her a bonus die for the first bayat. And she is a practitioner of Masquerade, which gives her a bonus die during any Hazaj formed challenges.
Damn.
Okay, guys, I'll start working on the new character.
Okay. It's fine.
Wait, now we've got to go get the captain and Raza?
I've got 5 raises.
Oh, so close. She hit 6.
Fuck.
Damn it.
So.
It's fine. I'll lose the first one.
Do you have any remainders? Like, can you get...
I have 7? No remainders. Okay. No remainders.
I wouldn't sure this would work the same way either.
Yeah. So she is.
I don't want to spend my hero points yet to add bonus dice just yet.
No.
So she is awarded 1 victory point and 1 bonus die to be used in the next verse.
All right.
So.
Damn it.
Let's go ahead and what is the topic of the second bayat? And at this point, now that you're stopped, this. It's getting darker. The storm's getting a little bit closer.
The storm's getting closer.
So
we can see
getting,
it. The storm
yeah,
is
you're,
getting
you're,
closer.
You're hearing some distant rumbles to give this a nice ominous flavor as you go into the second bat. So what are you using as a topic?
Now, because she won, she doesn't get to choose the topic?
No, it's still romance. This is more of your approach.
Oh, got you. Okay, yeah. have an idea, but I'll save that one. I'll save that one for the last buy it. Ooh! If I may, all right. So this first buy it, I imagine like Electo's a little uncertain. She's not really finding a rhythm. She's kind of stumbling on words a bit. And Epos has been helping her by like keeping the time, just like stamping his hooves, just so she doesn't get lost. Okay. And the whole first verse was about like being lost and uncertain and not having a direction, and obviously like she comes back and it's super strong and it's like about family and you know bonds that are you know unbreakable and yada yada, and she's just like, ah shit, all right, well, f, I think I'm gonna go with resolve again. But notice this time. And in that first buyout, I think Electo is listening to the story rather than getting caught up in the duel. And so she's like, yeah, you know, we were strong together and everything like that. But she keeps looking over at Raza and seeing Raza's expressions, and something isn't adding up. Like, obviously, there's a lie in what she's saying. Like, something isn't true. Something happened to force them apart, to make Raza leave. Because Raza is, as far as she's concerned, a straightforward, very, you know, true individual to himself. Mm-hmm. And so if something was so off kilter to make him leave, then she's not telling the whole truth. And so I'm using resolve and notice to kind of like twist my word. Like I'm telling my own story, but I'm more or less like kind of like asking her the question. It's like, all right, so if you were so close, then why did he leave? Why did this man who stands behind you, you know, up and vanish when you were so strong together, you know, things like that. Just like asking her these general questions. Just, you know, if that's true, then tell me why.
Okay. Which, yeah.
It kind of like set her on the back foot, you know, and be like, all right, well, explain more. Oh, you can't? Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Well, her approach is to talk about the pirate attack that separated them. She talks about her brother being killed and this part of their family being ripped from them and Raza being all that was left until the pirates separated even them, and even that connection was torn away from them and he was lost and she spent years searching for him.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I'm, you guys are doing this, and I'm just over here. We talked about Hamilton before, and I'm just like, I'm in Hamilton mode.
What was her name?
This flame?
Thana.
Thana. Thana, you must be out your goddamn mind!
Thana ban Yasmin Mshevet Jadara.
So Thana, daughter of Yasmin, from the family of Jadara. Thana bat Yasmin Mshevet Jadara.
Resolve, notice.
And her brother was Nasir.
Correct.
Okay. I am going to spend a hero point to grant myself one extra die. I feel like I need it. Let's get a reroll in here. Yes! We love it when that happens! A one became a 10!
Yeah! I love it. Best moment.
We're here for it, everybody. Oh, I am using new bones, and they are sharp because I haven't sanded them yet. They actually hurt.
Are you saying that your words are cutting?
My word, they are in fact cutting, yes. Are in fact. One, two, three, four. I'm at 5 raises again, but 2 remainders.
Wow. She also got 5 with 2 remainders.
Oh, F!
So
tie go to the
So I want to say that that what Thana has said is true, but mm-hmm. there probably is also something else hidden there, something we don't know.
Yeah, because I'm using I'm trying to figure out what happened here. What is it?
Nice.
Tell me the truth, bitch.
right.
Yeah. She. Well. Let's head to the third stanza here.
Are you gonna buy my stuffs? Are you gonna buy my two little remainders here?
Oh sure.
Yay!
Go ahead and have 2.
Yay!
Cause yeah. I'll take a couple of threat because
That's fine. That's fine.
So the last buyout is actually worth 2 points. So
did we tie?
You tied on that one.
So we each get a point, or nobody gets a point?
Probably nobody gets a point.
Okay.
So this last one, it all comes down to this. So prepare for the last buy it. What are you going to talk about?
Oh, she doesn't know what loss is. She doesn't know what desperation is. She has no idea what those things are, because as the buyouts have been going, we went from completely uncertain, having no idea or clear path on where or what to say other than what's directly from the heart, to wait a minute, hold on a second, I'm starting to understand this a little bit more. You mean to say that your brother was this, that, and the other thing, and all 3 of you were tight as thieves, and then this, blah, blah, blah. Now we're in the third buy-it, and the third buy-it is Alecto telling a story about complete and total utter loss, because she has died. She knows what it is to lose everything, and you claim to know that. You claim to know the depth of that loss, but you have not traversed the black sands like I have. You have not hit the void. You know nothing of what loss is, because I hold it with me every day. Like, I'm literally going to intimidate the fuck out of this woman. Like, you think you know that? Bitch, I was molded by it. And she'll actually, as she's rapping, she's taking off her balaclava. She's rolling up her sleeves. She'll even, like, open up the tunic a bit to show, like, you don't know what it's like.
All right.
Well, and on the back half of that, it's like, and this man is the one who saved me.
Nice.
So, well, yeah.
She begins her oration talking about the quest. And with her brother gone, Raza all is all she has left. She talks about getting the Navuta script tattooed on her arm to help find him. The quest that's taken years, assembling a fleet, going towards the... And as she's saying this, all of a sudden, she stutters. She mumbles. Raza, you know this is not her. She does not do this.
Or mumble,
her
yeah.
eyes grow wide, and she just kind of steps back. You turn, follow her gaze. In addition to this huge storm, the sea has turned black. A dark crimson fog, very, very thick, is rolling in. Through the fog, torn apart like feathery cotton candy, is an enormous black freighter.
Fuck!
That comes up with a deafening report. Both broadsides go off simultaneously. The ships can't do that. That would tear a ship apart. Not this one. both broadsides go off. The other two remaining ships that were circling evaporate, essentially. They just disappear. Shit. On the ship, you see a tall, dark figure walking across the freighter in your direction. With a black flash, without breaking stride, he is now walking across your ship.
Fuck! He
strolls straight up to Briggs.
Oh no!
Looks at him and says,
"Your account is in default."
Shit. Hey, you always wanted a love story?
I'm sure you guys don't care what happens next, so that might be a good spot to break.
Aw, oh, damn it, I was gonna roll such a fucking fire pool.
What?
Doesn't matter now.
Fuck, no, none of that matters. None of that matters. Oh, shit. Yeah, I said that I was very scary and intimidating. Electo visibly takes several steps back from this individual.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. That's one of those ones we're gonna have to process for a minute. okay. Mark, thanks.
Anybody else need a bathroom break now?
Yeah. Yes! Yep.
Not anymore. Clean up on aisle two.
See you in a bit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, next one. Bye.